Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Love, exciting and new.
Matt's gonna kill me.
Come aboard.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And Matt Meilstrup is the harbor pilot at the Port of Pensacola. He brings in and out the big vessels, including, you know, the particular cruise ships. But no, we don't have cruise ships. Matt, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew and John. Good morning to you.
Good morning. So, Matt, you know, you let John and I ride out on a ship recently. We had a great experience, learned a ton. It was amazing. And you and I had talked about what can we do related to port things, and I thought, well, how about when you bring a ship in, we tell people what they're seeing? Because I remember we kind of used to do this with Buddy McCormick when he was the offshore inland back in the day, and at least, you know, talking, because I just think people are always curious. They see a new big vessel at the harbor, or at the port, sorry, and they want to know what it is. So we have a new vessel, yesterday, I think, at the port. What'd you bring in?
Yeah, the Bari Jetta, the sister ship of one of the ships that you rode in on. Came in yesterday morning, and it's certainly, you can't miss this one when you're on I-110. It just dominates the view there.
And it's a giant blue ship. It's a roll off roll on cargo container ship, right?
Yeah, that's right. So a roll on roll off simply means it has a ramp at the stern, and generally the stern. And you lower it down, and then the cargo they have on board can be basically driven off the ship. So it obviously accelerates the offloading and unloading process. And, you know, the neat part about this ship is it's coming from India with a bunch of the components that the GE Vernova plant uses, and then to assemble those wind nacelles along with some of their partners, Blue Wind and Jupiter Bonnock and others. So it's a critical component of the economy here in Pensacola.
And so size-wise, it's a giant blue ship. It's 220 meters long, 32 meters wide, so it's about a football field wide and about 2.5 not quite football fields long. And is it parked at the very end of the port the same way the Bari Tabuk was parked there previously, like right across the end? Is that where it's parked?
It is. So it basically, the ship faces east-west.
Okay.
As it's moored alongside that southern face. And, yet, you know, I was just looking for a comparison because, you know, 50,000 tons, what's that mean to somebody? That's the equivalent of 2,500 Greyhound buses.
Oof. Wow. It's huge.
Yeah.
And it's flagged in Saudi Arabia, right?
Saudi Arabian flagged, multinational crew. The captain on this ship's Polish.
Okay.
There's an Oman officer, a couple Saudi officers, some folks from the Philippines, and others. And the neat thing, this ship will be back in about 5 months after it circumnavigates the globe, ends up all the way over China, and then starts its way back.
You said a Polish captain. It's pretty common to have like former Eastern European nations provide a lot of the, you know, the officer corps in maritime shipping, right, for the merchant mariners?
In my experience here in Pensacola is that is common. And, you know, the cement ships, they have some more, you know, hemispheric type captains, so Western Hemisphere type folks.
But, okay.
These big international ships and seem to have European officers and a broad mix, many countries represented.
And so the crew on a ship like this is 20, 50? What's the crew?
They were 27 yesterday. So
okay.
It fluctuates a little bit. They have two cadets on board, so they're training their own folks to be mariners.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the ship, as you look at that ship, it's pretty similar to the Button, that's the U.S. naval ship that's been sitting on the western side of the port for almost a year now. It's a roll-on, roll-off. That's a U.S. flagship, though, so it's all U.S. mariners on that ship.
And then you say it's going to depart here. It took about a month to get here from India, which I think is kind of an interesting perspective. It left on May 5th and got here on June 9th. But it leaves here and it goes to Houston. Where does it go next? And what does it take when it goes?
We do have a limited number of exports. I've seen some cars and there's some odds and ends. It depends on what people want around the globe. And this ship's got a set route, so the importer exporters will figure out that what this ship's route is and if it's beneficial to put a cargo on here, or they'll go to Houston and they'll really load up next. And then they have two more U.S. ports after that, Wilmington, North Carolina, then Baltimore, Maryland, and then they head across to Europe and they keep on going east and end up all the way in China and then come back to India and then they come back to Pensacola. So about 5 month trip.
And you're leaving. When do you take this ship out? Tomorrow?
Should be tomorrow. A lot of it depends on how much product they're bringing in.
Okay.
And how quickly they can be offloaded by the stevedores. Pate Stevedores does all that work locally, and they've got about 40 or 50 people that help work around the port there to unload, offload things. And, yeah, so it should go out tomorrow at some point. So if you see it, give us a wave.
And stay out of the way.
Well, just don't cut across the bow. Come in and take some pictures. Just don't cut really close. And make everybody's heart race a little bit.
Very good. Well, Matt Malstrup, he is the harbor pilot. And I just thought we'd have him on when we get ships in because I think it's interesting. And it's a fascinating slice of Pensacola life that we maybe don't talk about as much as we could or should. But, yeah, the Barry Jetta in port right now, probably leaving tomorrow. And that's the giant blue one, if that helps you, when you're driving across I-110, coming down I-110 or on the Three Mile Bridge. You look over and you see that. That's when you're looking at. Matt, thanks so much for giving us the experience, teaching us, and for kind of keeping us informed about this. I appreciate it, man. And safe travel tomorrow, by the way.
Thank you very much, sir. I hope you have a great day.
All right. 8:16 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
Brought to you by White Sands Electric, providing comprehensive electrical and generator services along the Gulf Coast since 1997. Free estimates available, whitesandselectric.com. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Still seeing those delays on Davis Highway southbound as you approach Olive Road. But other than that, traffic, it looks good. It's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you're buying or selling a home or thinking about it, you know, wondering should I buy a rental, a vacation rental, a long-term rental, buy a second home, move to the beach, move inland. You know, I live on the west side of Pensacola and I want to move to Milton. You know, whatever the case may be, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, they sell a lot of homes. They help people make decisions in the space. Or if you're in the military, one of the things that she really has focused on over the years is helping people in the military doing permanent change of station. And she is well aware of the challenges that come with that. In fact, I know one time she was telling me she had worked with a couple that was relocating from Japan to NAS Pensacola. And the first time they met and the first time that couple actually saw their home was when she gave them the keys on move-in day. Like, she does that with folks all the time. And of course, that means special challenges dealing with time zones and all that stuff. But no worries. Like, she just wants to help. So whatever the situation you're dealing with, especially if you're in the military and you're, you know, needing to make a change because of a change of station or for any reason, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty can help with that. 786-3996.
We have tickets to give away, Andrew.
Fine. Give me 2 seconds to flip to that screen. Camelot. When I say Camelot, I can only think of Monty Python and the Holy Grail, or Spamalot, neither of which is the thing. It's a musical that transports audiences to the legendary kingdom of King Arthur, Queen Guinevere, that tramp, and the Valiant Knights of the Round Table. Well, I mean, you know the story.
Don't give it away.
Okay, anyway, filled with romance, chivalry, and infidelity. Anyway, it's going to be at PLT June 13th through the 29th, but I have a pair of tickets to go see it. 437-1620, call number 3, and you don't even have to say spam.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture. But what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
You'll have such a good time. It'll be like this one time at band camp when we all had a campfire.
Good morning, 820 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. The United States and China continuing their efforts to avoid an all-out trade war. Top officials from both countries are in London now for a second day of trade
talks.
President
Donald Trump indicated that the first day of talks were encouraging, telling reporters that he was only getting good reports. The U.S. says China has been too slow to release exports of rare earth metals and magnets. And
that is Laura Westbrook there. And China's concerns include access to high-tech American products like computer chips and student visas for Chinese students. The two sides agreed on an initial trade pact in Geneva last month.
Well, she sounds like she's got a little case of the British. I hope she gets better soon.
Okay. A major food distributor that supplies Whole Foods says it was hit with a cyber attack that might disrupt supplies to some of their stores. United Natural Foods reported on Monday that the company had to take some of their systems offline to deal with the attack, and they say that's temporarily impacted their ability to handle customer orders. Attorneys for country singer Connor Smith say he's cooperating with authorities after his pickup truck hit and killed a pedestrian in Nashville over the weekend. God. No charges have been filed, but an investigation in that case is ongoing. Police say Smith failed to yield in a crosswalk and hit a 77-year-old woman. Mm. But they also say he showed no signs of impairment during that investigation.
Yeah, but still, I mean, that can often catch you an involuntary manslaughter charge. I mean, that's bad. Wow, gosh, okay. And, I mean, of course, awful for the woman, obviously. David, thanks so much for the update. 822 on News Radio 92.3. Santa Rosa County is looking at five different tax issues. And I know this is hard to do on the radio. I could do it a little bit more easily if I could show you a whiteboard and all the issues. But this is in the meeting on Thursday and then the follow-up meeting on the budgets, 23rd and the 26th. Okay. Here's how this works. The three of them are called MSTUs, a Municipal Services Taxing Unit. That's a property tax. That's a millage rate, okay? And those three are one that already exists. It was ratified back in, what do you say, 2019, Brad Baker said, 2019. That's for law enforcement, so the sheriff. Okay, a second one for public safety, which would be fire, I presume, and maybe not for fire, though. I should have asked. And EMS, okay, first responders, non-police. And that one they have to create on Thursday. They will vote to create the, like, kind of the placeholder, the legal authority to impose the millage. And it'll be nothing to begin with, but it is up to 10 mils. They could theoretically, they won't, okay? The countywide millage is, like, just under 6 mils, so they're not going to do that. A mil is a tenth of a percent, okay? So your property tax, you pay a tenth of a percent on the assessed value every year for property taxes. The third one is similar, but it is for roads, okay? And so those are the three MSTUs, and that one is also up to 10%, up to 10 mils, which is 1%, okay? But it won't be that high. And the way these are going to work is the idea is to take the county budget, a $550 million or so budget, and I'm making this number up. I don't know the number offhand, but let's say it's a $100 million budget for the sheriff's office. The idea is, instead of collecting general revenue for the sheriff and then giving it to the sheriff, they would put a $1 million, because that'd be roughly the right number. If I'm doing my math right. They're going to put a $1 million for the sheriff MSTU, and then they're going to reduce the general millage by a mil to offset. Okay? The second one, public safety, same thing, only at a smaller rate, I assume. The third one for roads, well, here's where it gets a little interesting, because they're always looking for ways to find more money to fix the infrastructure that everybody complains about. Failed to get the sales tax passed last year. So the idea there is probably to not only to take out the current cost of road maintenance and assign it to a millage, which would then kind of lockbox the money into being used for that purpose, but also increase the revenue, increase the millage, so that would be a property tax increase most likely. Okay, so sheriff, same. Public safety, same. Roads, probably a tax increase. We'll come back to this in just a second. I know it's a lot to digest, but I want you to be aware of what's happening. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
You're going to need to draw that out for me.
How am I doing so far, though? Is it clear enough to you? Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay, we're 60% there.
No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Not seeing any delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So then there are two MSBUs, and an MSBU is a flat amount that you pay per structure, per household, or per business. One has to do with fire. That's the one that you've kind of read about in the news. That's where the fire chiefs came and talked about, like $36 or $7 a year, $3 increase, okay, $3 a month. And that would go, that's per structure, and that would be to pay for the fire service in these areas. That's a fourth one. So that's the fourth tax. And then the fifth tax is all of this same basic stuff except for stormwater. And this is not for the whole county. This is for certain subdivisions. And the idea is for the retention pond maintenance and for the stormwater maintenance, you want to look at the total cost of having that stuff maintained. And whether it's done in-house or not in-house is part of the question. But, kind of ask some folks to come in with proposals. That's what I heard, right, John? Okay. So, and then if you look at all of these different subdivisions all together in two batches, then we're going to ask, okay, what's it really going to cost for us to maintain those? And then divide that by the number of homes in all those subdivisions, and that's going to be your annual fee. So I don't know how much that's going to wind up being, but that is kind of the proposal. And again, I think it's supposed to be a higher level of service, so I would expect that you're looking to see a tax increase over the current millage rate on that one, even though it's not a millage-related thing. It's not a, property value. It's a per structure. So places like Ashmore Place, Autumn Run North, Avalon Estates, Bell Lane, Avalon Park 2, Chantilly Woods, Charter Woods, Copperfield, Phase 2, also Deer Creek. You get it. Like, there's about 35, 40 different subdivisions that are included in this, a north end and a south end distinction. So those of you who live in Santa Rosa County, I'm not telling you yay or nay whether these are good or bad ideas. I know that the purpose is to create transparency and funding stream control so that you will believe that the money you're paying in taxes is going to the stuff that matters to you. But this is what they're voting. The MSTU, okay, the public safety, and also the one about road maintenance, and the MSBU for the subdivision for stormwater and the MSBU for fire are all on Thursday's agenda. None of the amounts of the first three are going to be decided then. The amounts are going to be later when they do their budget meeting in 2 weeks. All right. So, John, I'm trying to – you're my gauge. You're my common man. Is that clear? Mostly
yes.
Clear? Somewhat clear?
And if people want to hear the entire interview, it's up on our podcast page right now so they
can
go and listen.
But we do go over it pretty quickly with Brad, so
yeah.
I'm not sure that it'll, add a lot, but I just want you to know what's going on, that your county government is doing some of these things, and I don't want you to suddenly wake up and discover, the millage, what? Or, why does my bill have, like, five things on it instead of one thing before? That's the reason I talk about it. 828 on News Radio 92.3, and please forgive me for having to do on radio a thing that I would much rather do over a visual. What else do we have going on? Oh, in Maine, they are joining the bandwagon against small personal size plastic containers that would hold like your hand lotion and your shampoo and stuff in the hotels. They're wanting to ban that. There's several other states that have already done this. And the idea is to cut down on you know, waste and small plastic containers are bad and microplastics in the oceans and the landfills and all that stuff. Anyway, this would make them get rid of the single-use plastic containers in lodging establishments, banning the single-size ones. So you'd have to go to, you know, communal ocean. Maybe you don't want to think of it that way, but, you know, the large with the pump is basically what you've seen hotels that do this. Some hotel whole chains have done this. I think Marriott or Hilton has done this already as of 2023. New York, California, and Illinois have all created laws like this. Washington will take effect in 2027. The thing I thought was weird is they distinguish between 50 and up and under 50 rooms. And so the 50 and up will start January 1st of, ready for this, 2030. So there's a I don't know why it would take that long. I guess they're just wanting to give them plenty of time.
To get rid of it.
Yeah, so anything under 6 ounces would not be allowed. And then 2032, the ban would go for anybody under 50 rooms, so the small motels or whatever. For hotels that do not comply, a civil violation of $100 per bottle, I guess. I don't know. Per day, it's not clear to me. I didn't read the legislation. So anyway, there you go. That's the movement in Maine. It possibly could make the transgressor ceremony. I don't want to promise you, but we'll see what Brother Andrew thinks.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump sending in around 700 Marines and doubling to 4,000 the number of National Guard troops in Los Angeles to protect federal buildings during immigration raid protests. L.A. County D.A. Nathan Hochman tells Fox those arrested will be prosecuted.
And they've committed a whole rash of crimes, whether it's lighting Waymos on fire, shooting commercial-grade fireworks at police officers, not hurling insults at them, hurling actually cinder blocks and bricks at the police.
The LAPD is having Marines there will make officers' job harder logistically. At least 10 people are killed in a school shooting in Austria.
Austria's Chancellor Christian Stocker is calling it a national tragedy. Multiple students, at least one adult, and the suspected gunman dead after a rampage at a high school in the city of Graz. Several others have been hospitalized.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Police say the shooter's death was self-inflicted. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 77 right now. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. Of course, we'll get a full check on our forecast with Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. Pensacola police arrested a man wanted in connection to a domestic violence incident yesterday. Officers were called to a home near Creighton Road yesterday regarding a disturbance that had taken place there. The road was temporarily blocked off in both directions near Forest Glen Drive. Police say it turned out the man was not at the home, but they did find him walking nearby, and he was then arrested without incident. Scambia fire officials responded to an electric vehicle fire early this morning. That happened on Jordan Street about 4:30 this morning when an electric car was found fully engulfed in flames. Firefighters were able to put that out within a few minutes of arriving. The state fire marshal is investigating. Well, last week, Florida's Osceola County Sheriff was arrested on charges of racketeering after allegedly running an illegal casino. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson said he knows Marcos Lopez, and that news, while was surprising, but he says FDLE wouldn't have made the arrest if they didn't have solid evidence.
For FDLE and Homeland Security to be able to come up with a warrant and obviously enough probable cause to arrest the sheriff, it's obviously a good charge, and he obviously did what they're saying he did. And what an idiot.
And Johnson says that in the past, Santa Rosa County sheriffs have been arrested, and when that happens, it kills the morale of the entire agency. He says because of that sheriff's choice to break the law, deputies in Osceola County now will likely face accusations from the public of being crooks, despite them doing nothing wrong. Well, there have been reports of vendors reportedly selling goods like ice cream and other cold treats on Navarre Beach, and while that might sound like the perfect way to cool off on a hot day, that is prohibited if you don't have a permit, which is generally only available to a nonprofit. But apparently one vendor found some type of a loophole.
This vendor is doing it in this wet sand water area of the beach.
And as County Administrator Brad Baker talking with Channel 3, he says if they don't catch the vendor making that sale on the dry sand, there really isn't a lot that can be done. Baker said county code enforcement is aware and they're looking into that situation. Well, continuing protests in Los Angeles could drive Californians to move somewhere safer, like here in Florida. And that's what Governor Ron DeSantis said yesterday when he was on Fox News.
Because you've seen officials like that mayor turn her back on the law-abiding citizens. You've seen the governor side with the criminal element and let inmates run the asylum. And that really strikes at the heart of people's ability to live their lives and prosper and protect their families. So,
Governor Ron DeSantis said after the BLM riots in 2020, a lot of people from Minnesota moved to Florida looking for a safer place for their families. He also says President Trump is doing what he was elected to do, and that is enforcing the law of the land. And on that note, Senator Ashley Moody is pushing a bill that could make it easier to remove illegal immigrants. Senator Moody and other Republicans announcing yesterday they've now introduced the Remove Act, which would call for removal proceedings to be concluded within 15 days after they begin. Moody said that legislation is needed to allow for the fast removal of criminal aliens who've already been ordered to be deported. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Still rolling accident-free right now. Looking at I-10, I-110, they are flowing smoothly. Just seeing some minor delays again on Davis Highway as you approach Olive Road southbound there. But other than that, things are looking good and rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. John, now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing a chance of some showers and thunderstorms as we head into your afternoon and evening. High today near 88 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. For Wednesday, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 88. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Keeping our rain chance around on Thursday with a 60% chance of rain and a high near 89 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 77 degrees in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, and also 76 in Milton. Your money now this morning. Markets are not changed a whole lot, mixed. The Dow is down 6 points at 42,755. S&P's up 8 points at 6,014. NASDAQ is up 19 points at 19,611. 10-year bond rate is not changed much, down just a bit at 4.442%. Gold price is up 10 at 33.65. Silver price is down 6 cents, 36.73. Looking at the crypto market, it is up, but not by a lot. Bitcoin up 765 at 109.386. Ethereum up 150 at 27.33. Solana's up 350. Dogecoin up a fraction of a penny. And XRP is down by 1 cent. Community leaders in Memphis are pushing to block Elon Musk's XAI project over concerns of air pollution from some planned gas turbines. State Representative Justin Pearson urges officials to deny that air permit.
Smog is going to be at its highest during the summer. And so we're going to see more people triggered with respiratory illnesses.
Now, critics, including the NAACP, says the project is risking public health, but city officials are still supporting the investment. General Motors says it's more than doubled its sales of electric vehicles in the first 5 months of this year compared to 2024. The automaker says they sold 62,830 electric vehicles from January to May, with Chevrolet making 38,000 of those vehicles sold. Over the same 5 months, Ford sold just over 34,000 electric vehicles. GM sales for 2025 were boosted by several vehicles that were not available last year, including the Cadillac Optiq and Vistiq, along with the Silverado EV. A big food distributor that supplies Whole Foods was hit with a cyber attack that they say could disrupt supplies to some stores. United Natural Foods reporting Monday that the company had to take some of their systems offline to deal with the attack. That's temporarily impacted their ability to handle customer orders. And people are expected to spend $24 billion this year for Father's Day.
According to the National Retail Federation, that would be a record amount, up more than 7% from last year. Three out of every four people surveyed said they plan to celebrate the event in some way this year on June the 15th. Average spending is expected to come in at just under $200. I'm Mark Mayfield.
It's 8:39, your next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
You're great at protecting your personal information. You might even use things like two-factor authentication and strong passwords. But as much as you try to control how your info's protected, there are other places that also have it, and they may not be as careful. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed, or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Tune in Thursday at 9:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Alex Jackson, pharmacist at Jackson Pace Pharmacy, will share valuable information on choices you may not realize are available to you when choosing your pharmacy. As Pensacola's longest-standing independent pharmacy, family-owned and operated, the team at Jackson Pace Pharmacy provides expert guidance and works with your insurance plan. Call in or text your questions for Alex Jackson with Jackson Pace Pharmacy Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today's question, it's sure to make some people feel completely disgusted or disgusting. I don't know. Either way, it could happen. But here goes. How often do you clean your coffee mug? 437-1620, 437-1620. I love the little eye twitch that Meg gave me that indicated what I think is her surprise that the answer would be anything other than after you use it. But we'll see. 437-1620, how often do you clean your coffee mug? And you can distinguish between the travel mug and the at-home mug if you like. Make whatever distinctions you feel are important to making your answer make sense or not be gross, whatever. 437-1620. I guarantee you in advance that nobody has as gross an answer as I have, so you feel comfortable. Whatever. Go ahead, John. How often do you clean your coffee mug?
We do this every day.
The travel mug?
The
you clean it every
mug.
Day.
Yes.
With soap and water?
Yes.
Every day?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You cream and sugar in there or just black coffee?
No, it's just Diet Coke.
Oh, Diet Coke. It's not a coffee mug.
Well, but I don't drink coffee.
So you don't qualify.
But you asked me the question.
You're ineligible. You're like an illegal alien up in here. You're not supposed to be here.
Don't tell anybody.
Careful, I'll call the Marines in. all right, fine. So every day you clean it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Meg?
Well,
somebody,
Andrew.
Let's you know, vet our people. Do you drink coffee?
Yes.
Okay, good.
A lot.
Go on. Perfect. Excellent.
And
participate.
I was going to say, Andrew, you're getting to know me too well, because I did make a little face like, who doesn't clean their coffee cup immediately after they're finished?
I read you so well.
So I'm now very transparent, apparently. But yeah, I have a coffee mug that I have a to-go mug, and I have the one in the morning. So when I finish my coffee in the morning, right before I leave, I rinse it out. I have a little coffee area in my house, and then when I come in and I have my coffee here, and then when I get home, I rinse it out.
You have a collection of coffee apparatus?
Correct.
Technology.
Well, I have a whole coffee like bar.
Now, just check in, and I wanted to make sure we get our facts straight. Rinse only, no soap? No scrub?
No, I would say there's a little scrub action happening.
Finger scrub or a wash rag?
Oh, God. Finger scrub. No.
You never finger scrubbed a coffee mug before?
Oh.
No.
No?
I am sure I'm not the only one.
Ew.
Yeah.
Your fingers are clean. Ew.
Well,
no,
yeah, I just washed them. I mean, not like, you know, I was out picking roses and then came in to scrub the coffee mug.
No one knows where you've been, Andrew.
That's true.
Exactly.
Yeah, nor will my fingers have been. Have been. One doesn't ask these questions.
Nope. Let's not go there, shall we?
All right. So here's where I get to set the low bar. Okay. Oh, I get to set the like other end of the spectrum.
Shocker.
here. Let me hold on just a second. Let me get a visual aid. Oh, this is actually really clean. Okay, so I have a mug in my my two-drawer file
I want to see this early in the morning?
Well, I must have actually cleaned this recently. So look.
Ew, gross.
No.
That's disgusting.
You need to re-clean that. So
no, there's a little bit of coffee stain around the half watermark.
And you call that flavoring?
And then there's some coffee in the very bottom.
You have like rows of hardened coffee in there.
Whatever.
Gross.
It's fine.
Y'all, it's disgusting.
I would 100% put coffee back in this mug and drink it again.
Oh, you
again,
do?
And
I know
again,
that.
And again and again.
Yeah, I've seen you.
Wouldn't bother me even the littlest bit. Now, when I'm at home, I might rinse it out just because I do French press and that sometimes has the grounds in there and I don't want to get the grounds again. But yeah, this is clean. Like, I can see shiny parts of the ceramic. Like, this is fine. So my answer is, I don't know, every couple weeks?
I have no words.
It's coffee. It's just, and I don't put cream and sugar in there. It's nothing nasty. It's just black coffee.
That's hardened.
Yeah.
That's formed rings around.
It's called flavoring.
Levels.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's like a cast iron skillet, you know, just a little flavor. That's all that is. That's fine. Mm-hmm. We'll see what other people think. 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the 5. John?
Brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. We learned so much about people. No accidents to let you know about right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Next time I'm at your house, I will wash the cup myself.
Like you think that's going to help?
I know. No delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much, John. If you are an employer, you have employees, you want to do right by them with your health insurance, dental, vision, life, coffee, disability insurance, whatever the case may be, human resources management, payroll. Hey, you know, you might be doing great. It might be perfect right now. Or there might be a better way to do it. Might save you money, might save them money, might give them options you didn't have, might have better customer service. Find out by calling Torgerson Causey. It's no obligation for having them to come in and look at what you're doing, and they may find nothing. Great. Or they may find, hey, we can do this better. Then great. Either way, great, right? I know we started using them here at News Radio and Cat Country about 4 years ago in 2021, and I'm about to tell you, I'm so happy. I mean, look, the insurance marketplace just sucks. I mean, it's terrible. But they find the best available options, and they give us some hope in a world of despair that, you know, at least we've got the best of what's out there, and I appreciate that. So, and they're great at customer service. They always answer our questions. So wonderful. More than 20 years helping local employers just like you do this stuff. Comprehensive Employee Benefits Management, 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com for Torgerson Causey. All right, so I was going to show you guys my travel mug. Which has been cleaned less recently.
It's
so,
too early.
So here's, looks like I cleaned that one kind of. Okay, can you see on the rim of the screws?
Stop it.
Can you see what that looks like?
Oh, stop.
I mean, that's truly nasty.
That is nasty.
Yeah.
Like when you go to the pond, it hasn't got.
Okay, it's too early for this.
The pond doesn't have a lot of motion in the water. You get that green algae kind of.
Yeah.
That's
stop
what
it.
I like. If I run my finger and then.
Oh, there's actual stuff.
Oh, y'all.
Oh,
it's
no.
So gross. So
he has stuff on his finger.
It's black.
Bro.
And sludgy looking. On his finger.
What?
My day is over.
There was actual stuff on there.
There was. There was about a, I don't know, there was a
fingernail.
Quarter inch worth of, you know. And former coffee sludge.
You might want to clean that.
It came from the screws of the mug.
Oh, my gosh.
Dark roast. 437-16.
I can't even laugh.
You didn't, like, test that before you...
I just showed you in real time. Okay, let's see if we dare take some of these texts. I can't even see the screen for my tears. 437, even I have to admit, that was pretty nasty.
That was.
I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing.
Oh, somebody says, how often do you clean your coffee mug? Somebody says, every use. Oh, if you could see what they just saw.
Oh, somebody says. I can't get that out of my head.
Like, he was like, oh, let's just see. Oh, maybe there is some
feeling,
stuff on there.
I'm feeling
sort
a little nauseous.
Like, have you ever cleaned the plunger in your sink in your bathroom?
Stop it.
Stop it. It's just coffee and water.
Enough.
Anyway, every day, no soap, just hot water. Somebody else texts in, as Andrew has definitely made me aware that germs are yucky, so yes, I clean it every day.
I don't even know what kind of germ that was.
I've raised your awareness, but I certainly haven't made you feel like everything has to be clean. I mean, gosh.
It does now.
I rinse it with water after every use, and it probably gets washed about once a week. The cup is getting seasoned with just a rinse and occasional finger scrub. Yes, the finger scrub! And full clean intermittently. You people are my people. He doesn't clean a spaghetti pot. Why would you expect him to clean his coffee cup?
Oh, that is so true.
Just starch. I wash it after every time I use it, Andrew. I'm ever at your hour reminding me not to, if I'm ever at your house, reminding me not to use your dishes. No, I actually clean the dishes pretty well. It's just I don't clean the coffee.
Well, I can tell by the cleaning of the coffee.
Yeah. Somebody says, I'm with Andrew, my Yeti for coffee, maybe once a week or so. Black coffee, and despite being lectured about it all the time, every week or two, usually two, no problems. Somebody here says, once a year maybe, black coffee only, no additives. they say I've been caught brown-handed. That sounds wrong.
Oh, it was like dark
black. It's really, really black. Yeah. Retired Navy, seasoned cups on ships, never washed. Yes! See, I'm pro-military, and you guys aren't. See? I'm even wearing my Navy.
Wait, that was a leap.
Well, you know. Andrew was the kid that would eat a fly off the windowsill in school for 50 cents. Oh, gross.
Yes.
No, I'm not.
That describes him perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Kim says, Andrew, you're so gross with three crying smiley faces. Somebody says, coffee with a hint of mold. Delicious, Andrew. Clean it as often as you do your mic screen on second thought. Oh, that's a personal jab. I love it.
Yes.
Andrew has been drinking coffee before it was cool. Oh, yeah, that's that, dangerous wheat-killing fungus is what that is. So I feel like we all had a good time. And the only part I'm sad about is that you can't see what they saw. And also, you're glad you didn't see what they saw. Just a little flavor. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Culver's could only have started in Wisconsin. Enjoy goodness from America's Dairyland, like real Wisconsin cheese on their juicy butter burgers, the farm fresh dairy in their fresh frozen custard made fresh daily at each restaurant, or even their crispy golden Wisconsin cheese curds, now featuring cotton dinners and sandwiches. Visit Culver's today, Mobile Highway, Bayou Boulevard, and Highway 90 in Milton. Curbside service is now available, as well as third-party delivery with DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Come out with a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunsets all summer long with your favorite bands. This week, Schofield takes the stage. They are Pensacola's homegrown rock band, and they are going to have a genre-blurring set list that spans from rock, pop, R&B, hip-hop, and even your country favorites. This Tuesday at the Gulfside Pavilion for Bands on the Beach, getting started at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
This is Sheriff Buford T. Justice. I'm in pursuit of a black Trans Am. He's all mine, so stay out of the way.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out.
They're in the gate. And they're off in the Belmont Stakes. Journalism makes a decisive move with a quarter of a mile to go, and he takes command of the Belmont Stakes. Sovereignty angles out to try and run him down. It's a rematch of the Kentucky Derby as they come to the eighth ball, and here comes Sovereignty. Sovereignty goes right by Journalism once again, leaving absolutely no doubt who the best three-year-old in the world is. Sovereignty and Junior Alvarado in the Belmont Stakes. Journalism was second.
Sovereignty runs right past Journalism for the win. Now, it's not a fair race, okay, because you remember Journalism ran in the Preakness and won when Sovereignty sat out, so Sovereignty had more time to rest, but it is a super awful metaphor that Sovereignty beat Journalism in the Kentucky Derby, and then when they had a chance to go head-to-head again in the Belmont Stakes, and well, let's just say these days maybe don't bet on Journalism. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still rolling accident-free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Not seeing any delays as of this moment. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you need to build, if you need to buy a home, maybe you want to build one. You know, one of the things that I talk with Christine Leavenworth about is like unexpected ways she can be useful to people. And if you're building a home, you know, you're buying from a builder, she can be tremendously useful. You don't think about that because you're like, why would I need? Well, okay, first of all, she knows where they're going to budge, where they might wiggle, you know, where they might offer you a discount. Buying down your points, for example, is one thing that they do. It's not the market that it once was where the sellers are in control. Also, like when you take possession of the new home, it should be perfect. And she calls herself the blue tape queen because she'll go around the walls and she'll tape. Nope, nope, nope. Fix this, fix that, that shelf, that drawer, whatever. Because you think sometimes, well, I mean, I don't want to be picky. You can be as picky as you like. It's your house. And that's the point. She's there to be the expert to safeguard your interest. It's why you have a professional like a realtor take care of you, because they're going to watch out for your interest and make sure you get taken care of. And that's true whether you're buying used or gently pre-owned, whatever you want to call it, you know, or you're building new. She can be helpful. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. John, I know you're a big baseball fan.
Yes, sir.
And did you happen to catch the Angels-A's game yesterday? Oh,
no.
My God. No,
I was stuck watching St. Louis.
Okay. Watch it.
I know.
Okay. So
I get beat at home, so it's normal.
Angels and A's, top of the first inning. I think the top of the first inning, bottom. Anyway, the Angels were up to bat, okay? I didn't catch where the game was. And Nolan Shanuel, I don't know how to say his name, was up to bat. He's a lefty, and he hits a ball pretty good. It's heading like it's going to be a home run. And Denzel Clark is a center fielder. And he has to, you know, turn and run back, kind of back over his right shoulder toward the rocks in the outfield. And this is how it went down.
And this one to center field. Denzel Clark on the move back after he stepped over the plate and makes another catch.
Oh, my God.
Back-to-back weeks where he wins the electric play of the week. And he's already on the leaderboard for this week.
You go ahead and book it. I've heard the list. I've seen the list of the greatest catches you're ever going to see in your life. If you don't have room for this one on your list, we're watching two different sports.
I've never seen it. He goes up the wall to his waist, reaches over the wall and to, like, batter's eye left. So he's extended a good 4 feet over the wall.
Over the wall?
Plus his arm, and grabs the ball out of thin air and comes down with it.
Oh, wait.
He robbed a home run by at least 3.5, 4 feet over the wall. Reaching, and wow. It's not just like behind the wall. It's like he ran so far, climbs the wall, reaches sideways and back. And, I mean, I'm trying to picture in my head if he was inverted at the process. I've been watching baseball for 50 years. I've never seen it. It's... You have to see it. I don't know if I put it up on our Facebook page, but just, you know, do a quick search on anywhere for Denzel Clark catch, and you can't believe it. I mean, like, it's the best outfield catch I've ever seen.
Wow.
And I've seen a lot
and
of outfield
you've
catches.
Seen a lot,
I mean,
trust
I've seen
me.
A lot. This is insane. So, and you should have seen the look of, like, the pitcher. Couldn't believe it. You know, oh my God, you're my hero. And the batter, he just was, you're kidding.
Like, really?
You've got to be kidding.